Matt gave me a timely little bit of advice this morning. He said the definition of a good sermon is one that has a good beginning, a good end, and as short a time as possible between the two. So you're going to get a good sermon today, because I'm not going to spend much time. I don't know how long my voice can hold up. But I did want to touch on the Thanksgiving holiday, just as we need to be reminded of the importance of this uniquely American holiday. As I was pondering the impact of Thanksgiving, I recalled this morning three different ways that God blessed the pilgrims as they started their new life in America. And the first of the three ways was an emotional blessing. The pilgrims, when they were on the Mayflower coming over, not only was it a dangerous journey, but there was also tension on board the ship, because there was 102 of the pilgrims on there, and I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 or 30 sailors on top of that. Well, the sailors were not Christian people at all, and they were antagonizing the pilgrims, and they were belittling their faith and all sorts of things, and just basically being really mean to them. One sailor in particular, he was kind of the leader of the sailors, he would... if one of the pilgrims became sick or something, he would say, "I hope you die, because I want the pleasure of throwing your body overboard to the sharks." Now, when you're on a ship for the first time going over an ocean that's never been traversed and all, that can be a scary thought. So they were emotionally, they were kind of at the end of the rope. And this guy was just kind of terrorizing them. Well, in the middle of all this, God, I think, just stepped in and providentially struck this fella down. And within 24 hours, he had died a miserable death, convulsions, fever, all that kind of stuff. Nobody knew why he got it or anything like that. And it was his body that was actually tossed overboard to the sharks. Everybody on board, the pilgrims as well as the other sailors, apparently recognized that this had something to do with God's providence, because all of the teasing and all the antagonizing immediately stopped. And they were accorded respect from that point on through their journey to the new land. Well, the second area where the pilgrims needed desperate help was when they landed, of course. You all know the story of the first winter that they suffered, which was so bad. They didn't have enough food to get them through. They rationed everything they had, down to the number of kernels of corn that they would eat on a daily basis. It was very hard on them. About half of the pilgrims did not survive through that first winter. Very difficult time. And then when springtime came, being in a new land, they didn't know how to plant in this new land, what would grow, what crops would grow, where would you plant them, things like that. So their future didn't look a whole lot better. And that's when they met one of the friendly Indians named Samoset. We've talked about him before a little bit, who spoke English. Whole other story, how he had already learned English before they got there. But Samoset befriended them with another Indian named Squanto and taught them the local customs. Here's how you catch certain kind of fish. Here's how you catch deer, shoot deer, and on and on and on. So through the knowledge of the local people there, they flourished throughout that spring, summertime, and then, of course, with their plantings, their harvests turned out really great that time. So God met their physical needs, not only their emotional needs from the ship, but their physical needs of food in a bountiful way. And the third way that God met the needs of these pilgrims, I'm sure there were many other ways, but these three just jumped out at me, was more of a spiritual matter. Unbeknownst to the pilgrims at the time, when they were prospering and they're hunting and fishing in the spring and the summer, there was a plot against them, a plot to assassinate every one of them. All, with the exception of one Indian tribe, all of the other tribes that were there had banded together and said, "We need to get rid of these people." So they had come up with a plan to all of them unite for one night, go in and kill all of the pilgrims. The pilgrims had no knowledge of this at all. But because of the one friendly tribe, which was the tribe of Samoset that I mentioned earlier, their chief, who was a good man, came to the pilgrims and told them of the plot to kill them all. So they were able to set up defenses and be prepared for it. So it never occurred. This was another way that God met their needs at the time. And obviously he meets our needs in the same way he meets our emotional needs. When we are fearful, he is there for us. He meets our physical needs, and he meets our spiritual needs. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Things that we don't know about. There are battles being fought for us on our behalf right now that we're not even aware. Someday, we'll get to see what was happening behind the scenes, just as the pilgrims got to see what was happening behind the scenes in their lives. So, at the end of their first year, they had a Thanksgiving service. And another thing that our history books have altered throughout the years was the purpose of that first Thanksgiving. You will read in your history books that it was to thank the Indians for teaching them how to plant corn and hunt and things like that. That was not at all the reason of the first Thanksgiving. It was to thank God for getting them through that first year and to give God the glory for it. They invited the Indians to come in with them out of friendship to celebrate this meal. But the meal was a thanksgiving to God, something that we need to remember as we go through the holidays. Don't fall into the trap of the real meaning of Thanksgiving.